I'd like to say how moved I am at the passing of Queen Elizabeth II. This is a surreal moment for me, her being the only monarch of Great Britain, England, and the United Kingdom of my lifetime, the longest reigning monarch in British history. I think she was an outstanding woman who handled herself with grace and poise no matter what the situation was, and there were some very trying moments, not the least of which was the passing of Princess Diana. She had the unfortunate task of overseeing the decline of the British Empire, which, by the way, was not her fault, but rather that of Winston Churchill. Winston Churchill is not the man you think he was. He was a drunkard who bankrupted the British Empire, but because of his role in the Second World War, he is presented as a hero. We Americans are a country born out of rebellion, and that rebellion was against the British Crown, now called the United Kingdom, and Queen Elizabeth II was the sovereign of that kingdom. There is legitimate authority, which she had, and illegitimate authority. Now, we are not to rebel against illegitimate authority. We are to obey the authorities and laws that God has put us under, unless those laws are immoral. So what am I saying? Am I saying that she was the legitimate authority in America? Only God knows that. But we must also recognize that England rebelled against the legitimate authority of the Catholic Church. And yes, I am a monarchist, but I am not a monarchist for monarchy's sake. I recognize Catholic monarchy as the most legitimate authority, an authority derived from the Catholic Church, which England used to be. And I can't ignore the fact that Her Majesty was a Protestant, which does not delegitimize her authority in temporal matters, only spiritual ones, a distinction St. Thomas More recognized. And so we should pray for her soul. We should pray a rosary and a chaplet of divine mercy for her salvation, and then pray her out of purgatory. The Anglican priesthood can do nothing. It is illegitimate. It would have been like the Orthodox with valid sacraments, but they changed their ordination. So as it is, the Anglican and Episcopal churches do not have valid priests, bishops, or sacraments. So Her Majesty is in need of prayer, and we should not abandon her. I would like to offer my condolences to the royal family. I would like to wish King Charles III Godspeed. He has an unenviable task ahead of him, that of keeping the monarchy going, and some pretty big shoes to fill. Long live the king.